This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome in, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Make sure you download that Odyssey app. Take us with you wherever you go. My name is Garrett Chapman. Not your usual suspect here on a Friday evening. Chris Thomas is out and about, gallivanting across the country, wherever he is doing, whatever he is doing, having a fantastic time. So it's on me. I got to take care of you all night long, 6 to 10 tonight. We got a lot to get into here on this show tonight. We got Braves expectations for the second half of the season. We'll talk a little Falcons with Joe Patrick, but it's a lot of college football here as we're coming off the bench with Garrett Chapman. SEC Media Days has come and gone. I got J.D. Pickell. He's joining me later on in the show. Plus, Brooks Austin from Bulldogs on SI and the film guy. He's going to join me at 8:20, so make sure you stick around for that. But my reactions to SEC Media Days, it's one of the craziest times of the year for me. I show up at SEC Media Days. I'm what's called a runner, basically. So it's my job to make sure we go get interviews, make sure we talk to players and coaches and other media members who are there out and about doing their thing. And it's just a big old reunion at SEC Media Days. And it's one of my favorite weeks of the year. I love it. I love being kind of crazy, running around with my hair on fire, taking care of everything. It's something that I really do enjoy, but it's a taxing week, you know, and it takes a little bit out of you. So I'm really excited to have that opportunity. But again, to have the opportunity to chat with everybody here about this tonight. It's talking season. It's not a lot else going on. Of course, it's the All-Star break here. So not a lot going on in terms of that. So that's why Greg Sankey's done a very good job of, you know, finding what time of year to really get this team out there, or his team out there to the College Football Hall of Fame, just to dominate the news cycle. And that's pretty much what they did all week. Even though, Warren, I don't know about you, but it felt like it was kind of a lazy week. It felt like there wasn't a lot going on outside of just your standard stories. 8-9 schedule, college football playoff expansion, who's going to be starting at quarterback for the Georgia Bulldogs, is it Gunnar Stockton, is it whatever, and that just seemed like the news for the week. It didn't seem like there was a big bomb that got dropped at any point.
No drama, which I guess is different from normal years. Like, I go back to like the old 90s where like people were dropping subpoenas on other people, like Philip Fulmer was getting subpoenaed when he showed up in Hoover, but you know, it was nothing along the lines of that. It was, dare I say, kind of like kumbaya with everybody. There was no talking about any other teams, and
yeah,
no bulletin board material being put out there. Just guys were there. They came and spoke and then went on back.
Very political answers. Very political answers indeed. And look, it started up at the top. Greg Sankey had a message, and that message was pretty much felt across the SEC Media Days throughout the course of the week. I think the only person that I could think of off the top of my head that really strayed from the message was Eli Drinkwitz, and we'll talk about him a little bit later on in the show. Had a very interesting model suggestion for the potential college football playoff expansion. Not one that I technically agree with, but again, we'll get into that a little bit later on in the show. But let's start with this first thing. I'm going to harken back to some of the sound that we heard throughout the course of the week. So, I, of course, like I mentioned before, I was on hand for all of it throughout the course of the week. So let's start here. As far as 8 conference games versus 9 conference games. That was the big thing that Greg Sankey's been talking about. It's been in a big stalemate between him and Tony Petitti in the Big Ten Conference. And one of the big pieces of news that came out halfway through SEC Media Days, of course, because the Big Ten had their Media Days out there in Las Vegas halfway through the week, is the fact that, Tony Petitti and company, they want Greg Sankey of the SEC to adopt 9 games. And they say, all right, we're not going to do any expansion. We're not going to change our where we stand on all of this playoff expansion. Greg Sankey called his bluff. And as far as what he was talking about in terms of expanding the SEC slate from 8 to 9, this is what he had to say earlier this week.
I don't believe there's anyone looking to swap their conference schedule and its opponents with the opponents played by Southeastern Conference teams in our conference schedule, be it 8 or 9. In the SEC, we're not lacking for quality competition among our 16 football teams. But we're going to continue to evaluate whether increasing the number of conference football games is appropriate for us. And as I've said repeatedly, understanding how the CFP will evaluate strength of schedule and even strength of record is critically important in our decision making.
Yeah, and that's really the biggest thing is how does it affect these teams and how they get selected into the college football playoff? Because last year, of course, you have Alabama, you have South Carolina, you have Ole Miss as the teams who were left out of the college football playoff field. And in their eyes, they feel that they played a more difficult schedule, so they should have been rewarded for it. What I tell them, well, you were rewarded for it. You were in consideration despite having 3 losses on your schedule. And that's why this conference is not going to go to 9 games. And I don't think that Greg Sankey is in any hurry to make this push to get to 9 games. He wants it. He's been on record saying it. He wants to get to that 9th game because it means more money. More SEC matchups mean more money on their next television deal. But ESPN balked at the ability to expand their contract to pay them for that extra game. So he's not going to play the extra game for free and risk upsetting his coaches. Plus, the Big Ten wants it. And the Big Ten made the big mistake of telling everybody that that's what they want. So Greg Sankey's going to hold it hostage because he has no reason to change it. Because the SEC, I mean, you talk about the strength of what these teams are. And let's go right there. Because I think it's very interesting, and that was another big theme throughout this week, is just how big that B tier is in the Southeastern Conference. You have your contenders. Everybody knows who the contenders are in the SEC. It's Georgia, it's Texas, it's Alabama, and some will say LSU. I have them in that list of A tier teams potentially moving into this season. I think they can live there in 2025, but they may also be in that B tier level. But the point is, you have a B tier that includes South Carolina, a team that was on the outside looking in barely last season and has the number one quarterback in the SEC, according to the media. Ole Miss, who Austin Simmons, I think.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
May end up being one of the top 3 or 4 quarterbacks in the SEC when it's all said and done. A really talented quarterback over there at Ole Miss with Lane Kiffin. Tennessee, another one of those B-tier teams who I feel like has an elite defense. They got some questions at the quarterback position. Nico Amaliava is not there anymore, but maybe that galvanizes the team. Missouri, Texas A&M. The Big Ten doesn't have a B-tier like this. It doesn't exist anywhere else in this sport. So you talk about them still being on top of college football. That was another thing that Eli Drinkwitz talked about. That's another thing that a lot of these coaches, Lane Kiffin, Brian Kelly, every coach there, Mike Elko, every single one of them was point blank period asked, is the SEC still on top of college football? And unequivocally, yes, they absolutely are. You can look at the draft picks. You can look at the Heisman trophies. You can look at the national championships. Because we're sitting upstairs, 92.9's up there on Radio Row. We're sitting right next to a Heisman trophy. We're sitting right there next to the Orange Bowl, the national championship trophy. And the thing that I still see on every single one of those things, every single one of those trophies, for the most part, has the name of a player or coach who is in the SEC. That's just a reality. It's a reality in college football. Yes, the Big Ten has won the last two national championships. SEC, every 10 years or so, goes through a period of back-to-back seasons not winning a national championship. 2004, 2005, that's what happened. 2013 and 2014, that's what happened. Now, 2023 and 2024, that's what happened. It's happened several times, and the SEC just goes right back to winning national titles. So why would Greg Sankey bend to the will of anybody else? He has no reason to. He knows that his guys, his teams, his programs are better than any other in college football, period. And if you disagree, argue with the wall, because facts tell you otherwise. All right, let's move on. Yeah, because we're reacting to SEC Media Days. We had a lot of fun stuff getting going throughout the course of the week. And I want to go back to Georgia here. Because Georgia is one of the teams that I am fascinated with coming into the season. It's not because I'm a fan. That has nothing to do with it. It's the fact that they're kind of feel slept on right now. They feel like they're one of those teams who people feel... Somebody called them a wild card throughout the week, which I think is a ridiculous term to use. I use wild card for an Auburn or an Oklahoma. Like John Mateer is the quarterback there. Jackson Arnold at Auburn. Those are two guys who I think are talented as all get out. Arnold's a former five-star player. But those are programs who could also win 5, 6, 7 games. They could turn around and win 10. They're that talented. They're that good. But that's a wild card. Kirby Smart has been anything but a wild card over the last 5, 6, 7 years. Since he's been at Georgia, the guy wins 10.5 games a year. Wild card. But I do think that they are flying underneath the radar just a little bit. 54% of their roster is an underclassman. That's unique. It's certainly unique, especially given this new age of college football where you have teams who jump into the transfer portal, you have teams who fill out their entire rosters doing that. Kirby Smart chose not to do that. Instead, he leans on Gunnar Stockton. He leans on the talent that he has on the roster that he picks up in the recruiting ranks, the way it used to be done and the way that I still believe it should be done in college football. The best teams recruit. They don't recruit in the portal. They don't go get guys that way. I know a lot of people had everything to say about Dabo Swinney, but that's the way teams are built. So why is Georgia running under the radar right now? It all has everything to do with the quarterback position. And this is what Kirby Smart had to say on his quarterback, Gunnar Stockton.
The number one thing Gunnar does is he leads. He does it the right way each and every day. He commands the room. He works his butt off. And I say all that because, you know, Ryan does a great job too. And those guys are going to continue to compete for things. But Gunnar's one of the leaders of our team. I think you saw that in response last year to when he came in, after the halftime and laid it on the line physically and mentally. And he does that each and every day. So when you look around the room and you talk to our coaching staff, Gunner's been a tremendous passion, energy guy. We talk about that a lot. And he does it the right way. So I'm excited to see him grow and continue to get better.
Yeah, I think that that's exactly what's going to happen for Gunnar Stockton and this Georgia team, because you saw the personality of the Georgia football program under Carson Beck over the last 2 years. Not exactly what you come to know with a Kirby Smart-led team. Now, that 2023 edition was uber-talented, and I think we'd be talking about him a little bit differently if Carson Beck had Ladd McConkey and Brock Bowers to throw the football to in the SEC title game. We may be talking about Carson as if he was a number one overall pick who just won a national title and went off to the NFL and blah, 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 blah. But look, that's not the way it happened. He was hurt, and then he comes back for last year, and last year just wasn't the year that they expected it to be. You know, and Gunnar Stockton, to his credit, he's withstood a lot of criticism, mostly from this guy, Paul Feinbaum, and this is what he had to say about the SEC Network host.
Yeah, I'm not a big social media guy, but but seeing your coach kind of defend you makes you feel good. But I'm not really worried about what people say. So just ready for the season. Can't wait.
Yeah, that's been pretty much the theme from Gunnar Stockton when he was there on Tuesday, and the theme from this Georgia Bulldogs team in general. They were picked to finish second in the SEC, well behind Texas, who is the clear favorite in the SEC, despite having a quarterback under center who has basically as many starts as the guy who's over there in Athens. They have the same question marks. For whatever reason, Steve Sarkisian in Texas is getting the benefit of the doubt. Football's still got to be played. Now we're finally through with talking season, at least for the most part. Was it 45 more days? Cannot get here fast enough. All right. When we get back, All-Star Game has come and gone. We're going to talk a little bit more about it when we get back. What are expectations for the Braves in the second half? We'll discuss. You're coming off the bench with me, Garrett Chapman, right here, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.